Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Them that honor me, I will honor. That's really not a diversion from the topic, is it? It's showing honor. And if you say, well, they just don't honor me, what's the first thing you should check? Do you honor them? Because you're reaping what you're sowing. Well, nobody shows me any respect. Are you sowing respect? Are you sowing honor? Because it's just a fact that you reap what you sow. Now, we went into detail, like I said, about how you refer to people and things, preferring people and things, deferring to people and things, and conferring gifts and things. I won't go through all that because we've already taught on that. But now we've gotten into, if you honor God through all these things, He's going to honor you. And we talked and shouted about the truth that God honors us by choosing us. Are you still happy about that?
Yes.
Oh, He chose us. Out of all the people that have ever lived or ever will live, before we were ever conceived, before we ever drew a breath, He knew us.
Amen.
I said He knew it. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew us before we were ever conceived, and He knew we would say yes to Him. He knew the kind of person we would be, even in spite of our mistakes and failures, that we would come to Him and want Him and love Him, and He chose us to be a part of His eternal family. He chose us to invest into. This is faith school. We're being trained. This life is not the whole. This is barely the beginning. The end of this life is barely the beginning. We're being trained to rule and to reign with Him in His kingdom throughout eternity. Being trained. Amen. Taught and trained to be kings and priests unto our God forever, a place higher than angels. Everybody say, He chose me.
He chose me.
Say it again, He chose me.
He chose me.
Chosen of God. Oh my, what a thought. But we began talking about last week another way that God honors us. He honors us by using us. By using us. I want you to go with me in Scripture to 1 Timothy 1. And also while you're turning, go to Ephesians 4. I tell you, for time's sake, just go straight to Ephesians. Ephesians 4. It's where I was going to take you to 1 Timothy 1:12, but let's just go straight to Ephesians 4. God honors us by choosing us. We're thankful for that. He chose us to be born again. He chose us to rule and reign with Him. He chose us to have a part in His eternal kingdom. But He also chooses from among us individuals to do specific jobs. And He has placed in the body of Christ everyone, every member, as it has pleased Him, the Scripture said. So in Ephesians 4, notice this language. Ephesians 4, let me just start at verse 1. I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Now, he's talking to the whole church at Ephesus. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you're called and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. You know, sometimes there are groups that that either leave the impression or they just come right out and say it, if you're not part of our church, you're not saved. If you're not part of our group, you can't know God. Well, there's only one church. There's only one body, and it's a universal body. Amen. Somebody says, well, we're all the children of God in the earth. No, we're not. Some are children of the devil. You must be born again. There are really only two families in the earth. Makes no difference what color you are, what your culture, your background, your nationality, none of that matters. It's you're either born again or you're not. If you're born again, you're in the family of God. God is your father. If you're not born again, God is not your father. The devil is. And there is no denomination that's the only one that's saved. There is no church that's the only one. If you're not a part of that church, then you're not saved. The church is not the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Amen. He's the head of the body. Man is not the Savior. And there's only one man, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You don't have to go to any man to get your prayers answered. Amen. You don't have to go through any man to get your sins forgiven. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Just the man, Christ Jesus. Now in Ephesians 7, I want you to notice this carefully. But unto what? Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Unto who? Every one of us is given grace. For what? To do a job in the earth. Every one of us is graced. Say everyone.
Everyone.
Do you have grace in your life?
Yes.
To do something that would help people?
Yes.
It's sad, but a lot of folk have never even realized their graces and their gifts and abilities. But you do. Just settle it in your heart. I'm graced.
I'm gifted.
To help others. I mean, I might have a grace and gift in one area that would help others in a strong way, but you might have a grace and a gift in another area that I don't have. And all through the body, we have graces. Romans 12 says, grace and gifts differing, not all the same. We're all good at different things that help people. Can you say amen? He went on to say that when he ascended, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And verse 11 talks about him giving apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and all are yours. You don't have to pick and choose between preachers. They're all yours. Amen? Benefit from all the ministry gifts. If you go here, not at all do I think you ought to just listen to me only. I don't know everything. I'm not called and anointed in all areas. Nobody is. And the Lord will hook you with numerous good ministries to feed off of and to hear from. Get blessed and enriched by. Why? So you can sit on the sofa and go, whoo, I'm blessed. Man, I feed off all these ministries. Ooh, that was good. That was a good message from Brother So-and-so. Ooh, that was a good one from Sister So-and-so. Ooh, that was good. Man, I'm so blessed. I think I'm just going to float off his couch. Is that the ultimate?
No.
Huh?
No.
What's supposed to happen? You get built up. You get enlightened. Your faith gets fed. You get stirred up. And you are used of God.
Hallelujah.
To help somebody. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are used of God. That doesn't mean you got to preach everybody a message. That doesn't mean you got to prophesy to everybody. Doesn't mean, see, people, they get mixed up things in their head. They think, well, I got to do something spiritual. And so they try to work themselves up into a frenzy and their eyes roll back in their head and they talk in tongues and spit on somebody and shake somebody and try to minister to them and run them off. Scare them. because so much of it was, or all of it was just flesh. You don't have to try to act spiritual in your thinking to minister to somebody. It's not impressing them with your spirituality. It's not impressing them with your knowledge of the Scriptures. It's you genuinely loving somebody, genuinely caring about what's going on in their life and seeing what can I do to help them. Might be as simple as putting your arm around them saying, look, I'm believing with you. You're going to come out of this. Don't give up now. I'm with you. I'm believing with you. I'm expecting with you. Might be as simple as writing a check and buying them lunch or helping them get caught up in something or going over to the house and helping them clean it. Did you hear me? Watching their kids so they can get out. That's love, isn't it? See, a lot of people don't want to think like that. They just want to prophesy. Yea, thus saith the Lord, be blessed. I got to go. I believe in prophecy. Don't misunderstand me. But how many understand the Scriptures talk about it? It's not enough to say, hey, be warmed, be filled, but I got to go. Amen. And we live in a society where people have drawn into their own lives and don't have time for other people because they're so busy with their own life. That's not right. I said, if you're too busy to help other people, you're out of the perfect will of God. And if it meant quitting a job, if it meant selling a business, if it meant moving somewhere, if it meant leaving a house, if it meant getting rid of some stuff and hobbies and projects and pastimes and this and that, you got to get your priorities right. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
We are alive to serve God. That's why our heart beats. That's why the world's turning and the sun is shining and we take another breath because God is real.
Amen.
He's alive. He made us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We're not just here to do our thing. We're here to find out His will for us and to do it and to please Him. And you can be assured that doing His will for your life is going to involve helping somebody. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I cannot agree to these folk that say, well, God called me to go off by myself and live a secluded life. And all I do is pray and minister to God. I don't believe it. I said, I don't believe it. Is that what Jesus did? Who's your example? Who's the ultimate example of what a child of God, a man of God, a woman of God, a Christian is supposed to be? Did Jesus go off and become a monk?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.